Low Carbon Australia was established a couple of years ago with $100 million by the federal government. It's there to provide finance to companies to become more energy efficient. Former South Australian Premier Mike Rann is the chair of LCA. He says companies investing in new technologies are cutting energy costs by between 20 and 50%.
Really, ours is about better refrigeration, more efficient refrigeration, more efficient air conditioning, more efficient boilers.
Refrigeration is something that's particularly pertinent to primary producers and to manufacturers of foods. Mm-hmm. How can money be saved in refrigeration?
Well, easily, because there's later new technologies. So what we're seeing is abattoirs, piggeries, ice cream factories coming to see us and saying, look, we want to get to raise capital to invest in new technology for more efficient refrigeration that does the job as good or better, but doesn't cost us as much.
But that's fair enough if they're going to do that, but what if they don't have the cash flow that's going to enable them to pay back? Because this isn't a grant, as we need to keep pointing out. You're talking about finance. They mightn't be in a position to raise that money.
But they're not stupid, so they only come to us if they want to do it. They don't muck around.
They go bust.
Or what happens is that they go to commercial banks, the big banks, and what we do is act as the glue between, say, the abattoir proprietor and the big banks in order to make it worthwhile. And we can put in various flexible arrangements. They don't come to us to lose money. We don't want to lose money either. So we do it on the basis we act like a bank. These are loans that are properly undertaken.
And are you offering them then with these loans more flexible repayments, for example?
That's exactly what it's all about. So essentially what we're doing, we're actually acting as, in a sense, the marriage broker between the abattoir and the banks to be able to offer a better interest rate to make it more worthwhile for the companies to cut their emissions by new technologies in refrigeration, new technologies in air conditioning.
But it might be that some companies simply can't afford that. Again, I come back to that cash flow issue. Yeah. Have you had any companies come to you and say, we do want to do this, but we're not going to be able to start repaying till, say, when we make the savings down the track, and given them that ability to do so?
Well, what we do is we look at a variety of flexible arrangements, but we have to conduct ourselves properly. And what we do is leverage, by the way we do our business, we leverage a lot more money coming from the banks. We're not about handouts, and in fact, most companies don't want handouts. They actually want to be competitive in a competitive world.
De Bortoli Wines is one rural operation that's making changes to its energy use and its bottom line profits. The 90-year-old family company operates across three states and, like all wineries, has extremely high electricity costs. And it's used money from Low Carbon Australia to update and upgrade how it sources power. Rob Glastonbury explains.
Part of the mix is essentially putting in photovoltaic cells to offset electricity, and then also putting a solar hot water generation in as well.
Solar hot water generation, I imagine, A, takes up a lot of space, and B, is quite an expensive thing to install.
Well, they are quite expensive, but we've got lots of roof space. Using our roof space offset pretty much all the power and hot water requirements we have.
This is a lot of effort and a lot of cost, but is it improving the bottom line?
The entire project is actually designed to give us a 10% return on investment.
De Bortoli are really quite a large corporation these days, just spread across a number of states. Can this really relate to the small winery or the small food manufacturer or the smaller type company?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you sit back on your hands and do nothing, all you're going to see is rising costs. Then, the state we are at the moment with the high Australian dollar, rising internal costs, you've just got to price yourself out of the market if you don't do